Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether you hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm not much voice, you know. And I'm not going to make a lecture either. But as I'm going to ask your active cooperation in this Symphony America, I have to say a few words. I see that the program indicates many things that I wanted to repeat myself. It is not necessary. I don't want to take precious time. I want to tell a few things. I haven't prepared anything, so I may just get around, as we say in French, bafouiller. It may happen. Well, I had the idea of the Symphony America before landing in August 1960. Europe was at war. There was hate and chaos everywhere, save in the trenches, where the soldiers who fought had no hate for each other, as very often the case. I came to America, it was like another planet. It took me 10 years before I wrote the symphony. I had to absorb America. I didn't go back to the old country. I lectured, I preached, I taught in little schools, churches, barns in Ohio. I felt the pulse of America. And then the music came. Well, what the music is, you will see yourself. I was moved. I wanted to write a symphony for the American people, not for the intelligentsia alone, or a few snobs or that, for the whole American people. I had read Whitman, and I felt I must write a work where I will commune with the simplest man who all of, like everybody, have their feet on the same earth. Well, I wanted then to use some of those beautiful folk songs of America. Indian songs, southern songs, old folks at home, Hail Columbia, the songs of the war, all those songs. I am not ashamed of them. They are as beautiful as those of any country. And they moved me, and they still move me, because they are the songs that, to my imagination, bring back the pioneers and those who made this great country, those of the past. I'm a man of another century, probably, and I feel very near the past. The present and the future are dependent on the past. If I had the time, I would tell you how it is that I wrote Israel to my Jewish roots. The idea of unity, probably. How I wrote Helvetia to my native country, Switzerland, which has about the same ideas than America. And then finally became an American citizen, and proud of being a Jew, proud of being a born Swiss, and proud, still more proud, to be an American citizen. This is the continuation of the same idea. America embodies a little all that. Of course, to use all those folk songs and give them unity, that it be not a hodgepodge, there ought to be a central idea. Well, the central idea, I thought at that time already, to write a song, a tune, so simple, so easy, that everyone who has a little bit of an ear, without being a musician, may be able, after hearing it once, to sing it.